"Here is Lindbergh," the Frenchman cried. At once the reporter was lifted up and carried away, followed by great crowds of people. The reporter did not like this at all, and tried to explain, but it was no use. What he said could not be heard. In the meantime, the real Lindbergh, without any helmet upon his head, escaped from the crowd and was taken away by our American ambassador, Myron T. Herrick, in order that he might have a good night's rest. When Lindbergh arose the next day, the streets of Paris were crowded with people eager to welcome him and do him honor. And from that day on, gifts and honors of all kinds, such as the world had never given to one person, were heaped upon him. Almost every noon there was a dinner with important persons present, and almost every night there was a banquet. He seemed greatly pleased with it all. He smiled in a way that made people like him even better than ever, and spoke in a way that made friends for himself and for his country as well. Lindbergh extended the friendship of his country, the United States, to the country of France first, and later to the English and Belgian governments. "We want to be your friends," was his message to each country.